One of your priority bills for this year, Senate Bill 646, is continuing on.
It is. We're delighted that we had a hearing a week ago, and this week in the Education Committee, the bill passed unanimously and with consent status, which means it goes through the process without anything being able to be amended onto it. So I think it has a real good chance of making it through this year. We're delighted and grateful to Senator Pierce and the Education Committee. And one of the things that we've seen, you know, with this kind of consent, I've been working hard to work with my colleagues on their bills and they on mine. This week we had a lot of successes in terms of amendments that I wanted to offer, or I saw a different path or a better way to change bills that are moving through the process. And my colleagues have been generous and gracious and allowed me to make those changes. So I'm delighted that they've taken my input. Here in our office, we are working on a survey that we'll send out to my constituents so that we can get their input. You know, we feel like I have a good sense of how to represent the district, but it's always good to hear on current topics what my constituents might be thinking. So we'll be finishing that up, I think, in the next week or so. And then, of course, it needs to be printed and mailed out. So I'm hopeful that my constituents will have that in their hands and get it back to us maybe even before our mid-March spring break. Moving on from there, this week, one of the bills that took some time on the Senate floor that passed through the Senate and now has to go through the House process is a concurrent resolution that means it will actually go to a vote of the people if it passes all the way through the process. And what it does is changes the makeup of the Missouri Conservation Commission. It adds two more commissioners. Currently, there are four. It also limits the commissioner's time that they will be able to spend as a commissioner. So currently, they can serve two terms, which is 12 years. This will limit it to 6 years. I'm actually not a supporter of that change, but to the victor go the spoils. If this goes through the process, it will go out to a vote of the people, and we'll see whether the people think this is an appropriate change to make. In addition, it seems like it's always a busy week in our office, and I'm grateful for that. It makes the time go by quickly. This week, in addition to my normal duties, I also got to serve on the Missouri Press Association panel, where we talked to editors from a lot of different press venues and outlets from throughout the state. So that was a great opportunity. And it's always good to hear what the press's questions are of those of us who serve in the legislature. We also had a visit today from Sal Mirowitz School. There were 12 of the 13 fourth graders from that school who were here today. They came towards the end of today's session. We got them in just in time to be able to introduce them on the Senate floor. And then we adjourned, which was kind of great because then those kids got to actually walk onto the floor and get their picture taken on the floor. So it was a lot of fun for them as well as for us. And finally, this week, we filed two additional bills that we've been working on. One is more of an omnibus mental health bill. It includes two suicide prevention and awareness bills, one for the K-12 that we just got passed through consent. It also includes Representative Frederick's bill that deals with medical students and the fact that so many more medical students than other students tend to complete suicide. So it puts into place some actions that we can take to make people aware and to get college kids help. Also includes is Representative Allen's anti-bullying bill. So that's sort of an omnibus bill that we'll see if that moves through the process. But those bills are all moving on their own, and then this is collective. In addition, we also filed a consumer protection Medicaid bill. So it's about collection of fees from the state for Medicaid services. So all in all, it's been a good and busy week. The final thing I will say is that we're working on a family and medical leave bill. We've been working on it even since before session started, but I think we're getting pretty close. From the Senate side, we're working on it here in my office, and on the House side, Representative McCreary is working on it. So we're tag teaming to get as close to a perfect bill as we can to provide our hardworking families medical leave when they need it. We're very proud of the public policy that we're involved in here in the office of the 24th Senatorial District.